The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, February 25th. It's good to have you with us today. We've got two topics we're going to talk about. First of all, Capital City Players, and they've got a production that opens this coming Friday night. I want to introduce you to Ken Thompson. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
You were the director of a new production called All My Son.
Yes.
Tell me about All My Sons.
Well, All My Sons is written by Arthur Miller. It's his first Tony Award-winning play. He's probably best known for his play Death of a Salesman, which won him a Tony and a Pulitzer Prize. And maybe he's best known for marrying Marilyn Monroe. Maybe that's what he's best known for, but Death of a Salesman is a close second, at least. But All My Sons is his first Tony Award-winning play that was produced in 1947, right after World War II.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yesterday was the anniversary of Arthur Miller's death. He died just earlier this month in February.
Yeah.
In 2005, at age 89.
Well, he had a good, long, productive life.
Yes, he
did.
But
explain what All My Sons is about.
Well, Arthur Miller wrote a lot of social commentary, a lot of conflict between personal responsibility and social responsibility. And the play revolves around the character Joe Keller, which is played by local radio personality Warren Kretsch, a veteran actor of the stage.
Oh, Warren's good at everything he does.
He's always good at everything he does. Always wonderful. If you saw Lombardi, you enjoyed him in that title role down at Capital City Players. And Joe Keller is a businessman. In his opinion, everything is about the family and protecting the family. He's very pragmatic. And he has two sons, Larry and Chris. And Larry did not return from the war. And at this point in time, everybody's pretty much decided that Larry's not coming back except for his mother, Joe's wife, Kate. She still holds out hope and belief that Larry's going to come back. In the meantime, Chris, the son that did return, has decided that he is going to marry Larry's old sweetheart.
So
you've
got
that. You've got that conflict going right there. And then you also find out that at one point in time, during the war, Joe and his business partner were actually indicted for producing defective parts for planes.
Joe, this is a nighttime soap opera.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's a drama. There is a little comedy in it early on, but it is definitely a drama and a lot of social versus personal responsibility.
So you open this Friday and you're on for 2 weeks?
Yes, two weekends.
Okay.
February 28th, we go up. We'll run Friday and Saturday and then a Sunday matinee.
Right, and there's dinner before the production. Right. So the dinner Friday and Saturday is what time?
We let people in at 6 o'clock and the buffet opens at 6:30 and the show starts at 7:30.
And then on the Sunday matinee, you open up at noon, right?
Yes, and the buffet
is at 12:30.
At 12:30, and the show goes up at 1:30.
Okay, it's All My Sons opening this Friday. Capital City Players, telephone number for more information, our website.
Go to capitalcityplayers.com. You can order tickets online, or the phone number is there, too. You can call their hotline.
Okay. All right. Ken Thompson, director, All My Sons, thank you.
Thank you very much.
For coming by.
Appreciate
and
it.
Break a leg on
thank
that,
okay?
You. Now we turn to Scott Gordon. And Scott is with us for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Welcome to Radio Friends, Scott.
Thank you.
And this has been one heck of a hard year, hasn't it?
It has. It has so far.
The cold weather and the needs of people, the food bank, you're breaking all the records and helping folks.
Right. And the great side of that is that people have responded magnificently, as they always do in this area. The downside is that the need is just barely being met.
Yeah. Just barely being met. But
right.
thank thank goodness it thank is goodness. Being met.
That's right. That's right. And every little bit helps. We appreciate everything that we get, you know, from the public.
Now, you're having a Float Your Boat?
Float Your Boat 2014.
Yeah, that seems like we were just talking about Float Your Boat last year.
I know.
And this is quite a production, isn't it?
It's a huge production, and there's a long lead time because actually people are right now out there making cardboard boats in their workshops, garages, shops, wherever, that will be actually floated and raced on April 12th.
Now, these are just cardboard boats.
Cardboard is the main component. They can have duct tape and a few other, you know, things to hold it together, but it's a cardboard boat, and the great thing is the food bank has a lot of cardboard, so we provide the raw materials for your boat if you want.
Okay. And then where are you floating these cardboard
boats? We're floating them in Bass Pro Lake, which is a wonderful venue for this because we've got bleachers set up along the shore, and it's grassy, and it's beautiful, and it's a perfect little race course for the boats.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
And you've had a big turnout every year.
We have had an increasing turnout every year, yes. We had 46 boats last year.
And how many are you hoping you'll see?
We're hoping for 60, 65 this year.
So how do you raise money for this?
We raise money with entry fees and from the boat teams themselves. And the teams can pay from anywhere from $100 to $25, depending on what class they fall into. And also, we have a number of excellent, very generous sponsors who either sponsor a trophy or some aspect of the race. So so it's very much
how
a community
much
effort.
Do you have a goal as to how much
everything
you're hoping
you'll raise? Everything we can get. No, we're hoping to exceed last year's, which was $20,000. And that, you know, to put it out in human terms, that allowed us to feed 14,000 people three meals a day for a week.
Okay.
So
$20,000
yes,
allows you to feed 14,000 people.
Three meals a day.
Three meals a day.
For a week.
For a whole week.
Yep, yep. So,
you go through a lot of $20,000.
We do, and we need, as we say, you know, we're hoping to raise every bit that we can. It's April 12th.
Okay, the Float Your Boat is April 12th,
right.
But the cutoff for registering is when?
It's March the 12th.
Okay.
March the 12th, not far off. And you only have to have your boat registered. You don't have to have it done. You don't even have to have it started, but you have to have it registered by March 12th.
So if you want to be in the Float Your Boat competition to raise money for the food bank, you got to register by March the 12th. And how do they register?
They register online at, they go to floatforthefoodbank.org. Floatforthefoodbank.org.
And you register online.
There's a link there to take you straight to the registration.
Okay, and if you need more information, what's the phone number for the
Our
food bank?
Our phone number is 474-1020.
All right, so if you forgot any of this, you can call them. They'll tell you all about it. And if you want to make a donation to the food bank, you can stop by.
Absolutely. You don't have to enter a boat to be part of this.
All right. Scott Gordon, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you,
Always
Paul.
A pleasure to have you here.
Every time.
And remember, that cutoff date is?
It's March 12th.
March 12th for registering for Float Your Boat. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, the Columbia Art League and National Nutrition Month. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director today is Amy Simons. Thank you so much, Amy, for coming in. And she looks beautiful in those high-heeled boots. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.